Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March 1st, 2012. This is a special year for Trinity Church in Wauwatosa, as it is the year that we will celebrate our 125th anniversary. 125 years since this congregation was founded as a parish in what is now the Diocese of Milwaukee. Through the course of its history, Trinity has had, including me, 17 rectors. When I first arrived at Trinity in 2004, I used to get plenty of stories about my four immediate predecessors. Trinity is unusual in that for a period of nearly 70 years, from 1930 until the very late 90s, this parish only had four rectors. One rector served from 1930 until 1967, a period of 37 years. Anyway, I would hear about all of these four immediate predecessors. I would hear funny stories about them, sad stories about them, what people liked and didn't like about them, how they were either really extroverted or really introverted, how they were either very hands-on or very hands-off. You name it, I heard it. Plenty of stories about these four men. I couldn't help but think about my predecessors as I read today's lesson from 1 Corinthians. When Paul is writing the church at Corinth, there's quite a bit of factionalism there. People who find themselves identifying with one particular person who proclaims the gospel over another. The three parties, it seems to be, were aligned with Paul, a disciple named or an apostle named Apollos, and of course Cephas or Peter. All three of those people's preaching had been influential in the church at Corinth. And then there was a fourth group who said they weren't following any preacher, they were followers of Christ. At any rate, Paul is trying to set some sort of a context for all of these people who are working in the field of the Lord, as it were. And so he writes to the church at Corinth and says, "For when one says, 'I belong to Paul,' and another, 'I belong to Apollos,' are you not merely human? What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. The one who plants and the one who waters have a common purpose, and each will receive wages according to the labor of each. For we are God's servants, working together. You are God's field, God's building." Every one of us working together. Some of us planting, some of us watering, God giving the growth, says Paul. At another place in the reading, he changes metaphors from an agricultural one of God giving the growth to a construction one. And he says, "Each builder must choose with care how to build." He's talking about here how to build the church. But then he has another line. Paul says, "For no one can lay any foundation other than the one which has been laid. That foundation is Jesus Christ." As I was thinking about that passage of Scripture, I happened to remember the cornerstone at the present Trinity Church. It's the original cornerstone from the original church building from 1887. Every time I walk past it and look at it, I am reminded of all of the people who have come through the doors, either of the original Trinity Church building or the present one. all of the people whose lives were touched, all of the weddings, all of the baptisms, all of the funerals, all of the Sunday school classes, all of the Easters, all of the Christmases, all of the singing, all of the preaching, all of the teaching. What a host of memories, what a host of experiences, what a host of lives lived. All of that on this one little corner in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. The drama of human life lived small in one parish for 125 years. Lots of different clergy, lots of different vestry people, lots of different organizations and guilds, and all of it to one end: to give witness to Jesus and to glorify God. As I read that line from Paul's letter to the Corinthians about no other foundation can be laid other than Jesus, I couldn't help but remember one of those big-time Anglican top 40 hymns. It goes like this: Christ is made the sure foundation, Christ the head and cornerstone, chosen of the Lord and precious, binding all the church in one. Holy Zion's help forever, and her confidence alone. Some of us water, some of us plant. God gives the growth. Some of us build. Some of us preach. Some of us teach. Some of us fold bulletins. Some of us host dinners. Some of us pray. Some of us sing. We're all building on the same foundation: Jesus the crucified one, Jesus the Christ. Let us pray. Strengthen us, O Lord, by your grace, that in your might we may overcome all spiritual enemies, and with pure hearts serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Until tomorrow, may the peace of the Lord be with you.